There are certainly occasions when someone says to us, "Why don't we take a walk?" Why? They may just want to get some exercise, waste time, relax. But sometimes we ask someone or they ask us to take a walk because they want to spend quality time. They want to say something. We may want to say something to them that is important. In today's scripture, Jesus asked Peter, James, and John, "Let's take a walk." Well, maybe what he was really saying was, "Let's take a hike up the mountain." And so they go up to the mountain. Jesus, as the scriptures tell us, goes to pray, and they go to sleep. Literally, Jesus is praying, and they go to sleep. When they woke up from their nap, they were shocked at what was going on. Jesus changed in appearance, as we heard in the gospel. His clothes became brighter than the sun. His face changed. He looked totally different. And then not only that, but there were two other people with him, Moses representing the law and Elijah representing all the prophets of old. They're standing there with him. Jesus is in the middle, showing that he's supposed to fulfill the law and the prophets. They didn't get it. They're shocked. They're shocked to see Jesus looking so different, transfigured before them, and they're shocked to see these other two. Peter sort of babbles and suggests that let's set up three tents and let's stay here. And obviously that's not what Jesus wanted. And then a cloud came over them. It cast a shadow on them, and they became frightened, as the gospel tells us. They entered that cloud. They were surrounded by that cloud. And then they heard the words, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him. This is my beloved son," as the Father said, "listen to him." Yes, Jesus was transfigured. He was changed. And after that mountaintop experience, Peter, James, and John began to see Jesus differently, not just that his face had changed or his clothes were different, but they began to see beyond the fact that he was a rabbi, a healer, a miracle worker, a teacher, and a preacher. They got a little bit of a glimpse, a little bit of a better glimpse. This is the Messiah. This is God's Son. He has come to save us. He has come to bring us to life. And Jesus wanted this mountain experience in order to prepare them for another mountain experience, and that would be on Mount Calvary. He wanted to reassure them who he was, that he was sent by the Father, and to prepare them for the scandal that would happen on the cross. In all of this, they saw Jesus in a new way. They saw him differently. And the gospel tells us after this takes place, they fell silent. They had no words. And they didn't even tell anyone what happened. It stayed in their hearts. My sisters and brothers, as we continue this Lenten journey, we're reminded that every day in Lent, Jesus asks you and me, "Let's take a walk. Let's spend some time together." It's called prayer. And that's an essential part of our Lenten journey. But it's every day that Jesus invites us, "Let's take a walk. Let's spend some time together." Not in on a mountain. You'd never find one around here anyway. Monkey Hill is the highest mountain we have. But a mountain can be a quiet place in your own home. A mountain can be outside or in the park or in the Adoration Chapel or in the church. "Let's spend some time together," Jesus says. And he hopes that we say yes. We also want to learn from Peter, James, and John and not to fall asleep. Jesus prays, he's talking, and they fell asleep. What happens in that conversation, my sisters and brothers? in that conversation with Jesus, he tells us something about himself that we may not have known. He also tells us something about ourselves and our relationship with him that we need to know. And hopefully we see a transfigured Jesus. We begin to see Jesus in a new way. We see our relationship with him differently because we took the walk. And then there is a voice that says to us in the midst of that conversation, there's a voice that also says to us, to you and to me, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. And hopefully, like the apostles, we will be silent. This is my beloved son. Listen. Listen to him. Just to be with him and to listen. My sisters and brothers, we know how difficult it is in our world today to listen. The world tells us that we should always be doing something to make sure that we're worthwhile, I guess. And besides that, we also have our iPhones, our iPads, our iPods, and the i-everything, which creates sometimes just noise. We also have our busy schedules that keep us going and going. And so what's happened very much, I think, in our culture is that we have a fear of being quiet. We have a fear of silence. We have a fear. I can no longer even bring my cell phone into my chapel in the morning for prayer because there's a beep, there's this, there's that, total distraction. I have to leave it in another room in order to listen. The Lord Jesus spoke to Peter, James, and John. He wants to speak to you and to me always, but especially in this Lenten journey. He wants to tell us something about himself. He wants to tell us something about ourselves. But we're not going to hear him with our ears because he speaks directly to the heart. Like Peter, we can babble on and say we could build three tents. But, and we also, maybe like Peter, we could tell Jesus how we think the world should be run and what he should give us and how often he should give it to us. And we can do all that. There's nothing wrong with that. But like the apostles, we fall silent. We fall silent in order to listen. Yes, we have a lot to tell Jesus. But do we give him that silence that he can tell us something about ourselves, that we are his beloved daughter, his beloved sister, his beloved brother? Do we give him that time and that quiet? Sometimes when we are very distracted or we can't hear or we just feel frustrated, it's always helpful to hear the Lord Jesus, if we can't hear him in our heart, to take up the Gospels and to sort of become one of the characters in the gospel. And in so doing, we can become that blind man. We can become the lost sheep. We can become Peter, James, and John, or the prodigal son. And by reading those scriptures, that's Jesus speaking to us. And we ask the question, Lord Jesus, what are you saying directly to me? What are you saying directly to me? What do you want me to hear in my heart? So this week, you can be assured, as I can be, that each day the Lord Jesus will say, let's take a walk. And in so doing, we want to try to truly be present to him, but also to listen. Jesus calls us not only to be with him this week, but to be silent, to listen, to let him talk, to let him tell us how much we're loved and what he wants of us. We must be silent.